hills of Forest Grove, there's not a whole lot going down. It's a mostly residential, kind of quiet town. Further toward the coast, to the west of Hillsboro, if you want to have a family, it's the kind of place you go. In the hills of Forest Grove, in the middle of the night, if the car alarm goes off, you figure that it might be a wandering raccoon, not an off-duty cop. Ignoring all your pleas and your children's cries as you beg them to stop. 7 minutes in terror, that went on and on and on.
And on and on and on.
There's a policeman on your lawn. 7 minutes in terror, that went on and on and on. There's a policeman on your lawn. In the hills of Forest Grove, on one side of a locked door, one little family wondered when it might hit the floor. What would happen then with no barrier between them and their attacker in this terrifying scene? In the hills of Forest Grove, as his fist continued to pound, who knew if this might end with bodies on the ground? The man was dangerous and armed. You could hear the glasses shatter, and what it was that set him off said Black Lives Matter. 7 minutes of terror that went on and on and on.
And on and on and on and on and on.
There's a policeman on your lawn. 7 minutes of terror that went on and on and on. There's a policeman on your lawn. In the hills of Forest Grove. In the hills of Forest Grove, there is nary a dry eye. When the dispatch only asked, would you recognize the guy? Would you recognize him? Because otherwise we could just pretend it didn't happen like we normally would. In the hills of Forest Grove, no one's body cam was on. No consequences, now 5 months gone. They gave the officer a desk job, the indoor beat. In another 5 months, you'll find him somewhere on the street. 7 minutes in terror, that went on and on and on.
And on.
There's a policeman on your lawn. 7 minutes in terror. That went on and on and on.
And on and on.
There's a policeman on your lawn.